Welcome back to another episode of Break the Narrative,
your weekly dose of realism and giggles where we discuss and dismantle the raggedy norms and narratives of life as a millennial.
Hey y'all.
Hi guys.
We back.
Happy whatever day y'all listening to this.
Happy hump day. I just want to say hump day. People gonna listen to it on a Wednesday. Nah, whatever day.
Whatever day y'all listening, happy whatever day that is.
Happy Monday through Sunday.
But we are back. I hope you guys have been continuing to stay safe because apparently everybody thinks that
Corona is over and it's not.
Yeah, she gone. Apparently they thought she left the building, but I'm just ready and waiting for them to be like, oh no, take right. That ass back in the house.
Right, please.
It's coming. I'm sure it is, or whatever. I don't know what the fuck's going on. What is life? Who knows?
Yeah, because they said that, you know, we about to have another,
another wave.
Yeah, so that's crazy. That especially Atlanta opening.
Like, they are really, like, opening everything.
Yeah.
Like, everything.
Especially, like, starting next week, I think they said. So, and then they said the clubs got to have, like, 30%, like, whatever the
occupancy.
Fire. Yeah, the fire thing. And I'm like, really?
So. What is that going to do? Like, nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, all it takes is one person. Like, it doesn't matter what your occupancy level is.
No symptoms, no nothing.
Just one person. Just one.
That's crazy. And it's still people, that's the thing, it's still people come to the hospital that are... You know what I'm saying? Like, they have coronavirus, and I just don't get it. When I saw that, when I was like, oh, he signed an executive order.
Oh, okay.
Because all they care about is money.
Yeah, that's really what it's about. And they don't want to pay nobody no more unemployment. They're like, no, we're not
doing
that.
So are they taking unemployment away?
I just seen that he opposed it.
Who, Trump?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Oh, wow.
He opposed it, but honestly, I am so sick of all of this.
So he's saying basically no, no, no. But I heard that he said that there's for sure going to be another stimulus check. I was like, where he said that at?
Because where is that? Because
I thought he was trying to take.
I'm trying to stack that cash. Give it to me so I can put that shit in the bank. Come on, come on with it.
It's crazy. So he opposed it. So they got to vote on it.
I guess. I don't fucking know.
Okay, I'm just going to be mad as hell who be getting all that damn extra money.
I know. I'm just so tired of politics. I am so tired of Corona. I am so tired of all of it. I am tired of...
Hell, we've been sick and tired.
Okay? Like, I'm just tired. Like, I'm tired of racist white people. I'm tired of all of it. Like, if I see one more video with some racist ass... bigot ass, flat face ass, white woman talking shit, I'm gonna lose my shit. Like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking exhausting. Like, I saw another video today in Cedartown. Some lady talked to this man. Like y'all don't got nothing else better to do. Like, what?
Then harass people.
Then harass people.
Because that's basically what you're doing at this point. It's harassment.
It's harassment. And y'all mad.
And because they're mad, right?
Y'all mad. Y'all feathers are ruffled and shit because we feel like... And then I read another comment talking about, oh, it's systematic. It all started with Obama. He made everybody feel like, or made the blacks feel like everything is white people's fault and blah, blah, blah.
I saw that.
About the daycare in Douglasville.
Yeah.
Girl.
So, Sasha just called me.
That's
close to home for her because I think that's...
Where her niece go?
Her godson.
Goes.
You know how he plays football.
Mm-hmm.
That's his wife. The owner's wife. And Sasha was saying that she didn't mean nothing racist. I didn't see it though. People were saying it was very racist.
And I mean, everything she said was just like, oh, they... it all started, and now it's like the race relations are messed up because of Obama, and now all the black people feel like everything is white people's fault, and it's like an issue. But it's just like, no, it's bigger than that. Mm-hmm. So the problem,
uneducated.
Yeah, I don't think the problem is specifically what she said, but what she's insinuating.
Yeah.
Like it's like you're not really recognizing the bigger problem at hand. Like black people are really protesting because we're tired of our people fucking dying for no reason.
Right. Like, and we're tired of being mistreated.
Right. We're
that's,
tired
that's
of being treated like second class citizens. Like we have been since the fucking country was founded. Right. Like, that's just the way that it is, and it's time for the system to change. And America has never made it right. America has never apologized. They have never made not. And right. And I feel like in order for that to happen, they're literally going to have to dismantle the entire establishment that is America and rebuild the shit from the ground up. And what are the odds of that really happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. So until that does happen, this is what you get. You get pissed off people in the streets. You get people demanding the respect that they deserve. Like, yes. You can't say that you're a Christian and you love all people because God loves all people and then turn around and hate somebody for reasons
color.
Unknown. Like, you don't even know these fucking people.
All
this is all generalizations that you have heard from your racist ass family down the years because they're black, period. What other reasons do you have?
There is none.
And they
that shit is self-taught. That shit is taught.
It's taught. Because kids don't act like that.
No, they don't.
They don't.
No.
And it's like you want to pinpoint the certain things that are like negative in the black community. But like, we're not talking about all the white people that's on fucking smoking meth in trailers. And getting their
blowing
kids
up shit.
Right, and getting their kids taken away. Like, there are people who need some work in every group of people. Yeah. So it's not just like
you can't just judge
the black community for, you know, the shit
our
that they go through. Right. Because white people have shortcomings too.
Yep.
Like, every culture and every race, every ethnicity has their issues. But y'all just love to point out the shit that's wrong with black people.
Yeah.
Y'all not talking about the mass murderers.
The motherfuckers who can go to churches and kill people and then go get some food and not be handcuffed. And
but they're still alive.
Okay, they're still alive.
That's the issue.
But Breonna Taylor is dead.
And then, girl, I cried. Did you hear her mom when she was talking to Angela Yee and them on The Breakfast Club?
Uh-uh.
I was in the car. I had to take Zay to a dentist appointment. I cried in the car listening to her mom tell that story. They lied to that woman. They knew her daughter was dead. They knew they had shot her daughter. Y'all gave this woman the runaround for basically an entire fucking day. She was like, where's my daughter? I need to talk to my daughter. They're like, oh, told her she was at the hospital.
The police?
She went to the hospital.
The police said this?
Yes. Went to the hospital looking for her. And they were like, yeah, nobody came in.
What the fuck?
So then she had to go back and they were like, oh, yeah, she's still here. Like, why the fuck did y'all lie? Like, that shit made me so mad.
That's so sad. And then she
and it's stuff like that. Like, that people don't realize, like,
we go through so much and have to endure that type of... We already got to go through hell
because
of shit.
Y'all knew you were wrong.
Yeah. And
so
tried to cover this shit up.
Tried to cover it up instead of just saying that you were wrong.
But my thing is, why would they go to her house? Like, was the person there?
The man had already been apprehended earlier that day.
But who was the man to her? Her boyfriend?
I don't even think it was the right house.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And then y'all just shot up that girl. Oh, my God.
I don't even know why they're allowed to serve warrants in plain clothes. Why?
But my thing is, why the...
But y'all are in plain fucking clothes, first of all. Like... So I'm just supposed to accept some random white man coming in my house?
Right.
I'm not supposed to react. I'm not supposed to feel alarmed. Bitch, we watch Forensic Files. That's, you don't know.
But my thing is, y'all went on there in intent to kill. Because y'all just started firing shit. Y'all didn't even search to look
to see
for
who the
guy
fuck was there.
Or who was there. Y'all just wanted to fire up some shit. That was intentional. Point blank, period.
But it's like, nobody wants to talk about that. Y'all want to talk about George Floyd and what his shortcomings may or may not have been, and it could have been a counter, but like, fuck all that. It doesn't matter. The man is dead for what?
For what?
For some bullshit. That could have been handled differently. If y'all can take down mass murderers after they've been shooting up movie theaters and churches and shit without killing them, then what's the excuse?
What was the excuse? Because there was nothing.
And
that's
which is why I don't talk about it, because people don't understand and people are going to think the way that they think and people are small-minded, and if it doesn't apply to them or their families, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So, and some of them, if it is their families, they don't give a fuck.
Fake. Yeah.
Like, they could have biracial fucking grandkids,
and
great-grandkids.
Don't hate them because they black or you know, be like, oh, they're not a part of me because they have black in them.
It's ridiculous.
It is. Stop looking at me.
I'm just tired.
Sorry, y'all. We have Ace here tonight.
So So I just don't. That's why I stay away from the conversations online. I'm really burnt out at this point. I don't want to hear nothing else about nothing else. I don't. My spirit can't take it.
Yeah,
I'm about to go back into my bubble.
And then I'm just so sad because Starbucks was life for me. And now they're fucking canceled. And I'm just like, I can't. Because this is my thing. Like, fuck y'all coming back saying some shit. Because y'all
would backhanded.
It is backhanded. Because my thing is, y'all fucking said what y'all said. Y'all did what y'all did. Y'all employees can do that shit. But when Pride come around, and trust me, I fucking love Pride. I always go. Y'all all for it. Do you not understand what Pride is?
Right. It's essentially the same shit.
It's the same thing. We're fighting for our rights. We want to be accepted. Mm-hmm. We want to, you know what I'm saying? And I'm saying that just as the Pride community, but like, it's the same shit.
Mm-hmm. Same concept.
And y'all motherfuckers talking about y'all. No.
Same concept. No,
y'all are fucking canceled. I don't give a fuck.
And I really could go for a macchiato.
Oh my God. And I could go for a frappuccino. Mm. And I could go for a And I could go for that bacon
for a chai.
And egg sandwich.
I know, right? I'm like, all this stuff. Like, I love Starbucks.
Even their cake pops are good.
I could go for a mango dragon fruit lemonade. Yes.
And me and C, we do our meetings there.
At Starbucks. This is so sad.
I can't lie and say I was shocked.
They have like a black CEO of Starbucks now? So where are her antennas?
I don't know.
Maybe somebody made the decision and then she came back and was like, "Ah."
I mean, I just don't understand that though. Like, really? That's what we're doing?
She's not the CEO. She's something else in Starbucks. Black woman. I don't even remember what her name is. She's COO.
She's COO?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Rosalind Brewer. She's COO.
I can't believe that.
So, I don't know. This is just too much. Like, they just keep canceling all the shit that I love. I just can't take it. Like, I went to Panera today to get my Green Goddess salad, right? Mm-hmm. And then I was scrolling on Instagram, and I seen, of course, the list of places, again, that are supporting Trump. And Panera is one of them. And I was like,
fuck. I heard, like, the list was...
Was fake?
Yeah, because when Wendy's was on there, then Wendy's came back and was like, bitch. Don't fucking put us in that shit. So I don't know what's what. Like, I don't know what to believe.
I don't know, but I was really craving a Green Goddess salad, and I went and got it, and it was everything.
What's in the Green Goddess salad?
I think it's the dressing, really, that makes it, and the pickled onions that they put on it.
You are in my
pickled shirt. Red onions are so good. Pickled, but it's avocado, chicken, egg, bacon. And I think that the pickled onions and then the Green Goddess dressing. Hmm. But it's the bomb. I love it. And I was very, 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 very disappointed.
After you ate it?
Yeah, I had buyer's remorse. Who gets buyer's remorse for a fucking salad?
Who is fucking just so mad at Starbucks like this? Like me. Like the fuck. And I have so many gift cards. Now I'm going to have to fucking... I'm just really sitting here thinking because like I'm really upset. Like... Really, it didn't. I'm always tweeting y'all. Y'all always tweeting me back. Like, don't even tweet me no more.
We have a whole conversation with Starbucks. And everybody's like, I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts. First of all, Dunkin' Donuts coffee is disgusting. It's gross. It is literally sugar water. Like, it's too sweet.
I just don't like it. But nobody tops Starbucks.
And we don't really have
cry.
What other major coffee shops do we have? We don't have none.
We need to have a black. You know what? It's actually a black owned coffee shop around Bankhead.
It's
right here, like going up Thornton, like that way by the, you know where the that Mexican restaurant is across from the post office, past the little cleaners. Like if we going up Thornton,
I don't know.
Right.
I'm in my head trying to visualize it, and it, I just can't.
So I had to the boys to the barbershop over there. Ethan was getting his haircut, and this one, the pandemic had just kind of, like, we had just kind of opened up, mm-hmm. like, so the barbers could kind of open up or whatever. But he was only taking, like, one person. And, girl, the man was around there talking about come get some free food at the coffee shop. I'm like, what coffee shop? And it is so cute. I didn't go over there, but I passed by it. I was like, I'm about to, and he said he owns it and stuff.
So we'll have to check it out then.
Yeah, because it's black owned.
Okay, so there we go. We're going to have to check them out. But yeah, so moving on. What else is going on in the world? Bullshit.
Okay, what else? Drama for your mama. What else going on?
Did you listen to this Nicki Minaj and Tekashi 6ix9ine song?
I didn't listen to it, but I heard that she said Usher or something.
I seen the tweets about that, but other than I didn't listen to it either.
I didn't listen to it. But I heard she's pregnant.
She looks pregnant in that picture.
Yeah, the shade room.
She looks a little bumpish.
Yeah, she looks good as fuck, though.
She does.
And whoever did her hair, I think Arrogant Tay, because he does a lot of people's hair, he fucked her hair up. Like, the shit looks good as fuck. Lit. I was like, wow. So I just saw the pictures, but no, I didn't see the video or watch it or nothing. Me like either. That. I was like, it must be a New York thing, because, child, they was showing him on the chat room, too. Like, he just was popping shit, like, oh, I thought y'all said nobody was going to work with me or something. It's like, child, people just want to get some money, honey.
Who cares at this point?
All right.
Nobody cares. I'm just
and then I saw that, what else been going on?
Have you been
Ray
watching?
Ray J
and what?
Prince has supposed to be, she filed for a divorce.
Oh my God.
I was like, damn, they was always going through this.
Late struggle. Have you been watching Insecure?
Oh my God, yes. You know that's my show. I'm all the way caught up.
I finally caught up today.
Are you caught up on season 4?
Yes.
I can't believe her and Lauren.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, I'm happy too. But I just love got them a together. Feeling. Just got a feeling. He's going to take that fucking job.
He is.
And something, I don't know. Because the reason why I have a feeling is because when Green Eyes was like,
he's so funny.
Basically, hopefully he's consistent or something like that. Yeah. And the way she kind of, I was just like, that's a clue.
It's something a little.
Molly is getting on my fucking nerves.
I'm tired of Molly. Like,
Molly,
I'm
you
so,
about to be canceled.
I'm tired.
Like, bitch, she really was trying to.
Like,
so
she
hard.
Really was trying. Like, she called and even said, let's meet up. Girl, you didn't bring it up. You didn't say nothing. And I, personally, from my perspective, I feel like if y'all had, like, a blowout like that, I feel like it's best to kind of ease back into it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to just dive right in and then rehash the situation because it's still fresh.
Right.
Like, I think you should at least try to.
The way how to get, Issa was trying to do
right,
it.
Right. Kind of get things a little back to normal. And right. then that way you can have that friend conversation about
right.
it. Because sometimes
right.
if it's still fresh and it's still a hot button issue, y'all still going to butt heads about it.
Right.
So there's going to be no real.
Right.
You know, resolution
to
it.
And then you want it to be genuine to make sure, like, okay, well, this is genuine. We
right. Like, give everybody a chance. Like, remember why you guys were friends in the first place.
Have you ever had that a situation like that happen? Like, you and a friend fell out real bad and you had to come, like, together?
Not nobody that I was, like, super, super tight-knit with it, like, best friend forever type shit.
Yeah.
Like, I have fallen out with some friends, and then most of the time, it's always been, like, super petty shit, and I'm the type of person, like, I'm not gonna dwell on it.
Yeah.
Like, I will say my piece, and it is what it is, and that's that. Or if I feel like you did some foul shit, and I just don't fuck with you, then I just don't fuck with you.
Right, see, that's me, like...
I'm not gonna announce it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna tell you. I'm not gonna give you the opportunity. I'm just going to not communicate with you.
Right. Like, I feel the same way, like, my close group knit friends, like, we don't go through shit like that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't never, and because my thing, if we have an issue or something, or we vocalize that right then and there, but, like, nobody's gonna be all bitchy like that, or just,
yeah,
like.
Molly's real passive aggressive, I do not like that.
Yeah, like, she's judgmental.
She's judgmental as fuck, and
bitch,
she the one. She the one. She's the one.
You are the fucking one, and so, like, I just don't like that, but, like.
I hate when people deflect and try to, like, don't do that, no.
Yeah, like, if I close a door, I usually don't open that bitch back up, ever. Because, obviously, it closed for a reason. Now, if we're friends and we can agree to disagree and we are adults so we can communicate, great. If there's an issue, if I hurt your feelings, if I said something, whatever the case might be, we can have a conversation about it.
Right.
But
it's not going to be no more
than that. I'm too happy about Lawrence and her, though.
Me too. Like, it just makes me so happy to see them together. Yeah. Like, they just vibe so well. Like, their energy is just, like, perfect.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's what it takes. I'm so stupid. Sometimes that's what it takes. Like, you have to, like, kind of walk away.
Separate. And then come back. And they say, like, if it's meant to be.
It will be.
And, I mean.
And if y'all found your way back to each other, like, y'all didn't have these feelings for no reason.
And I feel like it's for a genuine purpose. I feel like they really both just love each other. And I feel like they both were fucking up. Like, Lawrence, you forgot her whole fucking birthday. Let's not forget. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But he was also going through shit and didn't know how to communicate it. So yeah. He's
grown. And most men are like that, though.
Right. But now you realize what the issue was. You've learned how to communicate. Like, you've both learned how to communicate.
Yeah.
You know, Issa's a little more. She's been through her own shit, so I think she'll be a little more understanding of, you know, the struggle. Like, you see things a little differently.
And I think, too, she's learned it. She don't want to lose, you know what I'm saying? Because I think they genuinely just fuck with each other.
So what do you think is going to happen with her and Nathan, though?
I don't know.
I really feel like they're going to get it in one last time. One last time.
Yeah.
Dang. Like, is she trying way too hard to friend zone his ass? Like, trying.
When he walked up there by the box, it was just like, Issa, girl. He just walked up. She's like, well, I'm going to go in that box. Like, seriously?
Extra. Yeah. Extra.
Yeah, she definitely is trying to friend zone him. But at least she's honest.
Right.
Like, I like that. She's honest.
So I'll be really feeling like these my friends.
Like, yeah. I'm like, you're in. Oh, my God. I actually want to watch her stand up.
I was just talking about that, too. I haven't watched it yet, either. I was looking at it, though.
Yeah, I want to watch that. We might watch it. And I want to see Dave Chappelle's new thing.
Yeah.
So those are two things that we got to catch up on so then we can talk about it.
Yeah. Yep. So we're going to get into the
episode
and our topic this week. So this episode is really going to be geared towards the ladies.
Yes.
Mostly because, I mean, men, you know, spend a lot of money on stuff, but I don't think.
Not as much as us.
But this is not one of them.
Nearly.
But just kind of visiting the fact that we spend a lot of money on, like, personal and beauty care and all of this. Like, yeah. It's fucking expensive.
It is very expensive to look good.
It's expensive.
Just to keep up with yourself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just to feel good, look good for you, not
for everybody else.
Yeah.
Because when I feel raggedy, I perform raggedy. Like, yeah. I'm not in the mood.
That saying goes, like,
you look good, you feel good. Yeah, like, yeah. I don't perform well. Like, I don't be wanting to talk. I don't want nobody in my face. Like, I'm just, not in the mood. But when my shit is tight and I feel together.
That confidence.
Oh, that confidence. You can't tell me nothing. Nothing at all. What is he doing?
I don't know.
Child, Ace over here trying to dig a hole in her arm. Ace, what are you doing? I don't have time. But yeah, I made a list and I was like thinking about all the things that at one point in time I was paying for. I mean, obviously we've been deprived of a lot of things because of the Rona. Mm-hmm. But now that things are opening back up, like, I've really been contemplating, like, am I about to go get these nails done?
I just got mine done, and baby. They look
amazing. Thank and that's a part of the reason why I'm like, ooh, damn. They look
you
so
know Tony
good.
Missed you.
I know. Tony, I'm coming, I promise.
Listen, so we go to the same nail shop. We've been going for years. And the brothers, that's what's so funny, they do our nails. So Lee does my nails and Tony does Simone nails. And when I say they be fucking this shit up, and I mean in a good way.
Like, showing out.
They show up and show out. And when I came up with this concept, though, this time, I was like, I kind of want something orangey, peachy, and I want it ombre, and then I want some, like, glitter and something. He's like, okay, I got you.
Look at that. And bam. And bam. You got all of it. Ombre, glitter, orange. Like, fuck. Like,
everything.
But it's like people don't realize how expensive this shit is.
It is expensive.
Like a full set, a bomb full set with some good, like, you looking at $80, $60, $70, $80. Yeah. Like, you are spending. Don't add the pedicure.
That's what, $30, $40? And then not only that, you're gonna have to get a fill in 2 weeks because then they're gonna look a mess.
Yep.
And then that's
another
shit, depending, because you might miss in the nail, you might have one
right crack, and they charge each one for that. And I bought my little kit, and I've been and your nails good. Look
really good.
They look very neat. They do. Look very practical,
and they look very natural. And
they are. These are my nails.
It looks like you went to the shop.
These are mine. Yeah, I just bought the little dip powder kit, and I've just been letting my nails grow, taking my vitamins, and they growing.
They look really good.
And
I can't believe those are your nails.
They are, right? It's crazy. And they're so firm with the dip powder on there.
They look like you have on tips.
Nope, that's my nail. You see they all different lengths? This one's short, this one long.
It looks really good.
But I'm like, so I bought the dip kit and it came with...
Is it gel?
No, it's like the SNS powder.
It's shiny like...
Okay. Yeah, it's like the SNS powder.
Okay.
With the dip, whatever. So I bought the kit... When the shutdown happened, and I was like, okay, look, I need my nails done. First of all, it took me like a month to get it because there was like delays because of shipping. So I didn't get it initially like I thought I was
going
to.
You got it off
Amazon? It's a Rossi kit. So I don't know. I got it, bought it from their website, whatever. Mm-hmm. I've seen the ads on Facebook and shit. So I was like, let me buy one of these. So it comes with three different powders that are different colors. So there's a white one, there's like a pink one, and there's like a bunch of like nude pinky colors. And then it comes with all the stuff. So you have like your primer, you have your base coat, and then you like base dip, and then you buff it, activator, and then put the top coat on.
Oh, so it's not hard.
No, it's super easy. You really don't even need a nail drill or anything. As long as you can get like around your cuticle, if you don't make it messy, then it's super, it's like polishing your nails, facts. Like, super easy.
That's so dope.
But this kit was like $65, and I was like, okay, I can do this. And there's a lot of powder in there, so I'll probably get a good amount. If anything, I might have to re-up on the liquids.
Okay.
But even still, they're like maybe $10 each in a bottle, maybe.
They look good. They look really, really good.
So, I don't know. I'm like on the fence. Like, do I keep using this? Because I'm definitely saving money because I spend $60 on my nails, period, when I go to the nail shop. Plus, I usually walk out of there spending like maybe $60 to $80, depending on what I got done. Because I've been super boring because I'm not paying for glitter. I'm not paying for rhinestones. I'm not paying
for none of that.
Yeah. So just give me this gel color. That's about as much as you're going to get out of me. Give me regular ass polish on my toes.
I feel like I could not do that.
It's easier for me to type. I will say that. I'll type faster. And
no,
like,
I'm saying like when
do it on your like on yourself.
Yeah. I feel like I will fuck up.
It definitely
and
takes
it will
patience.
Be all down here.
I mean, it's a little messy. I can get better around the edges, but I don't know.
It looks really good.
But I'm really contemplating, like, I miss my nails. And I bought some tips, but it's just not the same as having somebody else do your nails.
Yeah.
So I'll be wondering, like, what did they do, like, back before?
Child, okay, we were just going, we wouldn't have no nails. But when I was so happy Lee opened, because I was like,
please.
And then the thing is, like, just talking about self-care and what all our expenses are, it's like I'm so used to getting them done every 2 weeks that I literally was like,
what am I going to do?
Yeah, and I was just like, really?
Like,
but you don't need them.
You really don't. Like, because remember, me and Shell used to have our standing nail dates. Like, we would meet up when I still was going to nail care spa for, like, a hot minute. We would meet up there, like, after work on a random Wednesday or Thursday or something, get our pedicures, and they have wine. We'd be in there posted, sipping, get our nails done. Like, it's just it's the whole experience.
Yeah.
Like, it's not
just the pampering part of
right.
Like, like, you just feel
good. I miss my massages and my pedicure.
Yeah.
I miss all of that. Now, the hair thing, I've never been somebody who goes to the salon. Like, I've always done my hair myself.
Because you know how, though.
Right.
Now, women who don't, like, a.k.a. me. I don't even know how to part straight, y'all. But I have to get my hair done. So, like, I can do natural, but then it's like, I get tired of my hair. I want to put it up. And braids is just so convenient, especially in the summertime. Or,
facts.
Like, when you're trying to work out and stuff.
I've been
keeping braids in. But then it's like, then when you get them, you be like, oh, okay, I want something else. It's always a constant change with hair. And I think people, especially men, don't realize that. Like, it's like, when you have something, then it's like, oh, what am I going to do next? Or what do I need to do with my hair? I need to do something with my hair, but then you don't feel like it.
That's me right now. That's why I'm here looking like Pippi.
You always have to just do something with them.
This raggedy ass hair. So I was trying to save money, right? I'm like, oh, I'm going to save some money. I'm not going to go. Because remember my last set of bundles, which I had for a long time, I cut them and made that wig.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So cut, color, made the wig. And I'm like, damn, now I need some new bundles. But I'm not going to splurge right now because of Corona. I don't know what's going to happen. Right. I'm not going to go and spend all this money on bundles and then be mad. So I was like, let me downsize. So I got on AliExpress and I ordered this hair. Now, it was good at first.
Okay.
Which it always is.
Okay.
But we're about, what, like a month and a half in, and I'm ready to snatch this shit out because it's like a fucking bird's nest. Like, it's good once it's, like, wet. I brush it out initially. Like, when I get out of the shower, we good. By the end of the day, gross shit is a hot mess, and I'm tired. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to take it out. But the only reason I haven't is because I don't know what I'm going to do next.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the issue is. Like, what... And then somebody's like, you should just wear your natural hair. You've got a lot of hair in there. I don't understand why.
I know. I hate when people say that. I hate. People always say that. I
didn't say I was bald. Like, nobody ever said
damn,
that.
Damn, I take care of my hair. We got a lot of them hair. I get that. But sometimes you just
don't want to deal with it. Especially if it's natural. And my curls.
It will poof up.
My coils and my curls are so tight. And then I had heat damage because I was wearing it natural. But I wanted it straight.
Yeah.
Because I suck at natural styling. Like, I can do weaves, I can do wigs, I can do braids. Natural styles, forget it.
Yeah,
that's not me. Like, I don't know
what
the fuck. Like, I just don't.
Yeah,
I don't like it. Not on my own head anyway. And like, my texture's so weird. Like, it's a hassle.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't want to deal with that. I don't. And then, like, the products. And then, like, it's so time-consuming. Like,
it
washing.
Is.
Like, and then I look like a child. I look like I'm 12.
12, yeah. When you
so,
wear
I don't know. Like, this just is too much. Give me a wig. I'll slap that bitch on. We keep moving. So, yeah. I think that's where I'm going now. I think I'm going to gravitate back towards the wigs. But I, personally, now this might be sidebar. I don't like to wear my wig to bed. And I don't like it when it's, like... Like, you know, you can glue them down and it's good for a couple days and then you can take it off, you know, clean it up, reinstall, whatever. Which is fine. But some nights I don't want to take my hair off in the bed. Like, what if I want to be cute? What if I want to be sexy? Bitch, these fucking gel braids are not cute.
Well, put on a scarf.
I still don't feel cute. Like, I still feel like I'm going to bed. Like, I don't feel
sexy.
So it's like, I don't want to take my hair off today. So that's why I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do a sewing. Like, I love wigs, don't get me wrong.
I would love to. I've never tried a wig before ever.
I love them.
But because I'm scared that, because I don't know how to do hair, I'm scared that I might as well do a sewing, because you're gonna have to sew that damn wig the fuck down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know how to glue no damn hair. Like I said, I don't even know how to part straight.
Yeah.
So I would love to try one. Like, I wanted to do a lace.
I had to glue sew mine down in the back, because when I was working out, remember when I was going and getting training and stuff, bitch, I was doing something and my fucking wig flipped.
Yeah.
Upside down. And I was like, you just really not going to tell me my wig was flipped up like this. You just going to let me keep going. So I was like, let me sew this bitch down in the back. Like, it's just too much.
Yeah. Hair is such a struggle.
And it's expensive.
It's so frustrating.
It's like, if you want a really good wig, you're going to spend...
Oh, you're gonna spend a grip.
$2, $3, $4, $5 bundles. Facts. But bundles, I feel like people nowadays make it more than what it really needs to be. Like, you can find some decent bundles for like $200.
Yeah.
Like, you don't necessarily have to go all out and spend $500, $600, $700, $800 on bundles.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to.
Yeah.
Especially for the people who are gonna take it out super fast anyway. Like,
yeah.
If you're going to take it out in a month or 2 weeks or whatever, then what's the point of spending all this money on these damn bundles?
Right.
You might as well just make it a wig.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Because the girl I go to get the bundles right here, the bundle boutique.
Oh, yeah. The one you just showed me.
By Sonic. I go up there all the time. They never fail. My hair is always gray quality. They've always got what I need. Granted, they supply be a little low sometimes. Like, oh, we don't have that length. Oh, we don't. But I never have quality issues with the hair.
That's good.
Never. Like, it's always great. It doesn't tangle. you could put a mountain of product in it, the bitch, it still don't tangle.
Oh, that's really good.
Like, it's great quality. So, and it'd be like $200. Like, yeah. I'm not.
You can't beat that. You because can't True Glory be trying to charge $500 with their crunchy ass hair. Now, back in the day,
they were the bomb.
They were the bomb. But now, hell no.
Now it's trash.
Yeah.
Absolute trash. I don't like anybody walk around smelling like corn chips for this raggedy ass hair, bitch. Get the fuck. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's just expensive. And then,
I was mad at their customer service. I had to cuss that bitch out.
Terrible. But then not even just, like, hair and nails, but, like...
Lashes.
I missed my lash membership. Yes, I had
a lash membership?
Yes, I had a lash membership. Where? At it's one of them, like, franchise places. Amazing Lashes in Buckhead.
Oh, okay.
There's one in Buckhead, and then there's one in Dunwoody that
I used to go to. So, what's a lash membership? You know, I get my lashes done by one of the best ever, but I'd say that because I never let nobody else touch me.
But no, basically you pay whatever the fee is a month and you get so many refills with that. So it was like $100 and I would get like 2 refills a month. So I had paid for my full set and it was like maybe $80. And then after that, I got the membership and you pay like $100 a month and you get 2 refills. Or you could have paid lower and you would only got one. But I was like, I don't like them to look, you know, sparse.
And then they did a really good job.
Yeah. But the only thing is they have really high turnover rates with lash techs. Because, I mean, it's like a...
Yeah.
So, I mean...
They get tired
of that. Quick, yeah. And then they book them back to back. And then, of course, they can charge more if they go freelance and do it on their own. So, I'm probably going to find me somebody outside
of
that.
You should go to my girl. I'll give you her information.
Because I'm tired of my eyeballs being bald.
Yeah, but that shit right there is expensive. Keeping up with your fucking lashes?
It is.
Girl.
It adds
up. I just booked my appointment. I see her the day before I go out of town on the 17th. And I'm like, fuck a refill. I need a whole damn. Fuck a feel. I need a
But damn. That's the thing, too, about the place where I was going. And they do give you, like, the care stuff. Like, so you can buy, like, the wash for them. Yeah. And you can buy, like, the brushes and, like, all the
she
stuff.
She gives me that, too.
She gives them to you.
Uh-huh. She gives it to
you. And, like, and you can buy, like, what is it, the reinforcement, like, so they don't fall out.
Oh,
or
really?
So you don't, you know, rub them out.
Yeah, or whatever. I think that's me. I'll be rubbing them out.
Yeah.
But you got like something you can spray on it or something?
It's like a brush.
Oh.
And you rub under there or something and it kind of helps to reinforce the glue so they don't fall. You don't rub them out.
I do know they say though, if you keep getting them though, you
ain't gonna have no eyelashes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't see how though, because they fall out with your natural lashes. Unless you're pulling them out.
Right.
If you pulling them out, bitch, you're not going to have no lashes anyway.
Right.
I don't know. But yeah, that. And then skincare is a big one for me, too.
See, I don't have, like, skincare products. Maybe I should look into
that. I'm a skincare junkie.
Really? For me, I have very sensitive skin. So, all I do is I wash my face with soap and water. And I put Vaseline on it. And that's it.
You old school.
Yeah,
she got the grandma skincare routine.
That's literally all I do. and my skin is good. Like, I don't have no issues with my skin.
I just can't do that because it breaks me out.
Really? Like,
yes. Yes. Anything that heavy on my face breaks me out.
Really? Well, I only put a little bit, but still, like, it is heavy, though.
Yeah.
Dang, I didn't know that.
It breaks me out.
Okay, so what's your skin routine?
So now, so before... This is like, I don't know. I was really want to know where the fuck I was getting all this money from. I had this lash membership. I was spending all this money on my nails. I was spending all this money on skincare, massages, and shit.
You were at the college.
But this was even after that.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, where the fuck? I was doing this shit on a regular. Like, girl.
Yeah, she had a sponsor. Don't let her
play. I'm just like. Girl, you balling. But no, I fell in love working at the spa with Dermalogica when I started getting my facials. This is what I'm saying. Like, what the fuck? Like, I was getting facials, like, once a month. And I would get, like, the products and stuff. So, I had serums. I had the cleansers. I had the exfoliants. I had moisturizers. I had all kinds of stuff. And my skin was glowing. Like, my skin never looked that good.
Wow.
Like, amazing. But the shit's expensive as fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't
do
skincare. I drink water And I that wash, too. I do soap and water, and I do Vaseline.
But I look back at these pictures, and I'm like, damn. But now I've been using Cetaphil to cleanse.
Cetaphil is good.
And then, because it's, like, super mild. Yeah. It doesn't, like, dry me out. Because that would be an issue I have, too. Like, if I use certain things, then it's dry. And then I'm all patchy. And then, you know, I have eczema, too. So, like, if I was having... That's when I started using Dermalogica. Because I had eczema, bitch, on my eyelids.
Really?
I couldn't wear not a stitch.
I don't have breakout right here, but you see how it's like
of eyeshadow because it would look nasty and caked up on these scaly ass eyelids of mine. Wow. I was like, who the fuck gets eczema on your eyelids? Me.
See, I get sunburn really easy. Like I could just be standing outside talking to somebody.
So you need a good SPF.
But I've been using this sunburn, like, before I go work out in the morning. I put sunburn on, I put sunscreen on my face. Mm-hmm. A bitch still got it. And it was a really high SPF.
Well, you know, they make specific ones for your face that may not, I don't know what the fuck they're supposed to do. That's different if the SPF is not as high. I don't know. But I know they make certain ones for your face. But, yeah. Skincare is a big one, but now I use, like I said, Cetaphil and rose water toner. That's it.
What's rose water toner?
It has aloe vera, hyaluronic acid, rose water.
And, I heard rose water was good for you.
So and that's it. That's all I use. I just...
What, so you buy that?
Yeah, I bought it actually at TJ Maxx. They sell it. Or you can buy it on Amazon. I just wash my face like normal and then I just put that on. I don't even use a moisturizer anymore because it like dual purpose. Like
really?
Yes.
What does A1. It like? Send me that.
Beautiful. Love it. But that's it now. I don't even do all that.
And then I heard Vaseline clogged your pores.
It does. And then I exfoliate but I still use my Dermalogica exfoliant because I still got some because I ain't use it all. So I still use that. But other than that, I mean, that's it. And then, of course, I miss my massages, too, which are also, again, expensive.
Yeah.
Because they really do help. Last time I got a massage
was, like, 2 years ago.
With, like, overall stress relief and, like, muscle tension.
Yeah.
Like, everything.
Because that massage folks.
Like, it relaxes you so much.
When I say you don't even want to drive because that's how bad it is.
Facts.
Oh, look at homeboy.
Sleep.
Oh, yeah. Look at his paw.
He real comfortable. Oh, it's this. The first one. But, yeah. I miss my massages, but those shits are expensive. And even when it comes down to, like, gym memberships. Like, girl, I want a lifetime membership. I want a lifetime membership. But who, right. But.
Okay.
$80?
$80
to $100?
Wait, $80? Oh, you're talking about Lifetime. Lifetime. Lifetime is so dope.
That's what I'm saying. Like, all this stuff. Like, you get all the shit that you need in one.
Like when I say I love Lifetime. You been up there with me with DJ?
I have been up there, but I don't think I went with y'all.
Okay, yeah. Girl, I've been blessed to go so many times just for free with him. And I'd be like, oh yeah, you been with us mm-hmm. for his birthday. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just...
It is so dope.
But it's like, what can we
do? But it is so expensive.
It is. But it's like, what else can we do? But even like places like Orange Theory, their memberships are expensive too.
What's that?
It's like the... I don't even know how to explain it. But like...
It's a gym membership?
Yeah.
Oh. It's here?
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of it.
There's one by the Starbucks on Atlanta Road in West Village up there. There's one up there.
Well, they do more like what? Boxing and kickboxing?
No, it's like cardio. And it's, like, you train in, like, the orange zone. So, you can, like, train your body. And then that way, you'll still have afterburn, like, when you're done. So, you'll still be burning calories and shit. And they kind of show you how to stay there and burn maximum calories during your workout.
Oh, I never heard of
it. I remember when they first opened in Sandy Springs when I was working out there. The girl tried to get us to come and I didn't go. And then even shit like hot yoga. Like, all this shit is expensive. Like, it's good for you.
Hot yoga.
It's good for you. But, girl... Who about to spend all this money?
Right.
I'll stick to my normal stuff. And I really be wondering what I can cut back on. And that doesn't include makeup, y'all. Like, this doesn't include...
And makeup is so expensive.
Good makeup is expensive.
Yeah. Good makeup is. Because makeup don't have to be.
It does.
But good makeup.
Good makeup is
Max,
expensive.
MAC, Sephora, Fenty. We talking about good makeup.
Marc Jacobs. I love Marc Jacobs eyeliner. It's so velvety smooth, and that pencil, like, it just glides on your eyelids, bitch, like butter.
I've never had Marc Jacobs.
Marc Jacobs eyeliner is my absolute favorite. And I feel like a dusty, basic, raggedy-ass bitch for using the eyeliner I got now, because I have to burn it to get the shit to work, like, old school.
Really?
Yes.
I don't use a pencil, but I use the,
The gel?
Not the gel, but, I mean, it's a pencil, but it's not a pencil.
It's like liquid?
It's not liquid. It's like crayon. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. The Marc Jacobs one. Okay. It's like a crayon
yeah,
pencil.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's so, I love it so much. But that shit is like $30.
Just for the damn pencil. I know. You know what makeup I love though? Like, I love their palettes. Morphe. I love their brushes. Mm-hmm. Morphe is
their colors so are so vibrant.
Good. I love Morphe.
And I be wanting to buy all this shit. And I don't even be doing eyelashes and shadows and all that shit.
Like, I used to do it all the time.
Girl, I be barefaced. Like, barefaced as fuck walking around.
Yeah. I'm gonna see if she'll do my makeup tomorrow. I just want to play in makeup.
I haven't been having no makeup on at all.
I just ain't been feeling like having no makeup.
I have been though because of work. So like I've been trying to get back in my morning routine instead of just like laying in bed till the very last minute and getting up and getting my ass on Zoom. So I've actually been getting up again. Yeah. So gym, come home, shower, get actually like dressed like I'm actually going to work.
Well, that's good. So you get back in the hang of things.
Yeah, I feel more productive when I do that anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know what we're going to do. And it's like, what would happen if we couldn't do any of this anymore? I think that.
Waxing, like, too. So, like, that's one thing that I'm big. I do wax. Get wax every. I've been doing it for years. I'm but scared. Really? Yeah. Have you never been?
No.
Oh, we got it. You got to go.
I'm scared.
Don't be scared. it's going to hurt.
See,
but it's not like a pain. Like, you can take it.
But it's like people say that about their eyebrows. Like, but
the threading shit.
But I've never.
Oh fuck no. Oh hell, you could get a wax. That threading shit. Hell, you could get a wax.
Though. But I've never threaded, waxed nothing my eyebrows, so I'm scared.
You can wax. You can get a wax. Mm-hmm. Waxing. Oh, when I say, oh my god, I love it. My doctor, she be like, why you want to be like, why you want to look a 12-year-old? Why
not
you want to be bald? Why
you?
I'm just like,
ma'am,
girl is
business.
So smooth and baby, because she needs to be. But I do wax. That is one of my expenses. But the more that I've done it, because I used to do it every month, and the more that I do it, especially now, like I don't have to go. I could literally go almost 2.5 months.
That's what people say. Like, they say the more you do it, the less you have to go.
Yeah. It's so dope.
Because the less it grows back.
It does, the less. So I wanted to try my legs one day and my underarms, but I'm too scared.
I'm just going to go get laser hair removal. Because how about that?
I heard that's hurt.
Does it?
I heard it hurt.
Oh,
I don't know. I want you to get a wax for me.
I'm scared. I'll be scared.
We got to do it.
But yeah, it's time for me to grow up anyway. It's time to put my big girl pants on.
Yeah.
Big girl pants. But yeah, so I don't know. Like, I just, what are we going to do? Like, what? Do we just keep spending the money? Or?
So, like, if we had to take off one of these, let me see, what would I do?
Like, I don't.
I would do, my first thing, I don't know.
Right, because it's like, how do you choose?
Like,
because I feel like trash. Like, when I'm not put together, like right now, my hair is a fucking mess.
Because I was going to say skincare routine, but it's like, I want my skin to be good.
Right, because like, when you do put makeup on and you got raggedy skin,
it shows.
It shows.
And then when you take it off, it's like, so you was a man.
She was a man.
So you was Joanna Man.
Bitch, I'm trying to figure out who was watching Joanna Man on my Netflix account. No, I'm dead ass serious. Like,
I love Joanna Man.
But I was like, first of all, I didn't even know Joanna Man was on Netflix.
It just came on there.
Okay, so who watched it? It was like, continue watching. It popped up on my thing, and I was like, who the fuck?
Somebody got your account.
Was watching Joanna Man. So I asked Jonathan, I'm like, were you watching Joanna Man? I wasn't watching no fucking Joanna Man. I said, well, I was just checking, because... Oh, it wasn't me.
It was they. Y'all was asleep. He was up watching it.
I just thought that shit was so funny. I was like, who the fuck?
Joanna Man. Okay, you go to sleep like, and you wake up looking like damn Joanna Man. Oh, what happened to attitude then? He just not flap. And then he said, okay. Y'all, Ace is supposed to be our third person tonight, but he wanna have an attitude.
He really is. Smack his lips, look at you like, girl, leave me alone.
But yeah, I don't know. Okay, so the thing that I could get rid of then is massages. Like, I don't have to have that. Like, if there was something I had to get rid of, yeah. I have to have my hair. I have to do my hair. I have to do my nails. I have to.
Yeah.
Lashes. I mean, you don't have to, but I would like to.
I mean,
to.
You could buy some, but it's not the same.
It's not the same. But the first
and thing I get tired of putting them on.
But then
and
again,
then, bitch, if you fall asleep and they get smashed and you forget to take the lashes off, like, it's just a fucking
fiasco. But then again, it's like, I don't know, because I would like a massage over lashes. I don't know. You can't get rid of none of this shit.
We're just going to be spending all our money then, shit. Spend it all.
And that's the crazy part about it is, like, you know how they say you
post because niggas spend how much
to,
they get 20
pay yourself
$20 haircuts,
right?
Like every 2 weeks, say, $40 a month. Like this shit, if you really do the math, this is like $200-$400 a month.
Yeah, facts.
This is absurd.
But they say you supposed to pay yourself every time you get paid, and it's like. You do, and then on top of that, it's like
so. I'm supposed to pay myself and pay my bill because this is a bill.
All of these, this shit adds up.
It's a bill.
This shit is a lot.
This is
of money.
A car note,
and let alone like these are. This is a revolving thing. Like your hair,
right.
You have to keep getting done. Your nails, you have to keep getting.
It's
done.
It's not
your
like
lashes,
a one and done,
right?
Like, so like, when does it stop?
That's the crazy part about it.
When
does it stop? Part.
So what's the moral of the story? The moral of the story, we're just going to keep spending all our money. Like, we're not going to go back to our ancestors. We're not going to be Alicia Keys out here barefaced and
but
whatever.
She look damn good.
She does.
She look good. But she got the money to be doing all that shit. Because I feel like she still get fucking facials and shit, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They come to her house glowing. And do it. Because her skin is glowing and all that. I don't know. I feel like at the end of the day, we could do that, though. Like, we could be barefaced. We could get it together. Like, we could. But it would be hard as shit.
It would.
Because think about it. During a quarantine, it was just like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Everybody was mainly concerned about their feet, though. Like
I'm about to say, you see my hair was out for all of 2 days, and then I slapped that wig right back on my head.
Right.
I have my one look. Because what do I do
and
with
I had,
it?
And you
it
see,
goes
I had
in this little raggedy
my,
bun on top of my head. That's
right. And the girl had, I was like, girl, come over here and do my braids. And she did the knotless braids. Did a damn good job. But they're out and now some new braids are in. See what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. It's just like, and I had worn my hair for a little while. Then I had did a little twist out. It was real cute. Britt had did my hair and twisted out. It was so cute. And then I was just like, okay.
That's enough.
Braids.
Because that's so time consuming.
Yeah.
We need convenience.
You have to do it every day. And then you don't want to keep, I don't know.
We need to be fabulous and convenient all at the same time.
Yeah. So the moral of the story is, we just gonna keep spending our money.
Just keep spending your money.
And if you have a partner, then that's great because he can help you out.
Find ways to do it within your budget. Shit.
Yeah, I would do say budget though. Like certain things, you can't get all this done like at one time. If you can, that's great for you. But
and you gonna have to pick and choose sometimes.
You do.
Girl.
You gotta go without.
So I can't tell you how many times I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna go get my nails done," but I'm gonna get a pile. Or I would cut out pedicures every 2 weeks. Like I would do one pedicure a month.
Yeah.
Instead of doing like one every time I go.
I do that.
Because at one point, I was doing one every time I went.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, not me. See, I always get gel on my toes and it lasts.
See, I don't get gel on my toes, but it don't even be about the polish because regular polish lasts on my toes.
Oh, okay.
It just, I be wanting my feet to be soft.
Oh, okay. You just want them done.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess we just gonna be broke and beautiful then.
Broke and beautiful, child. BB.
B&B. Broke and beautiful.
Broke and beautiful.
Well, tell us your feedback, y'all. What do y'all do? What are your self-care routines? What how do you maintain yourself? How much money you spending?
Right. What's your beauty needs?
And regimen.
And necessities.
And if we did forgot something, please clue us in or not, because then maybe we're going to spend more money.
Okay. Yeah, let us know, because we're going to spend some more money.
Facts.
Cuticle care. They're going to be like, cuticle care. Okay. Upper lip. Oh, and then, you know, people waxing and stuff, too. Got to your upper lips if you need to, you know. But I heard people wax in their nose or get their
hair. I'm done. Good night. That's it for me. I'm going home. You wax inside of your nose?
Yeah, they said they be waxing and plucking it and stuff. I'm like,
That's disrespectful.
Baby, them hair is just going to show.
I mean, trim them out, if anything, but wax. You're not putting
I'm not even trimming.
You're not putting no wax.
If I had hair hanging out, it's just going to hang out. You're going to love me for who I am. You better kiss the hairs. God damn it. Don't be making fun of my hairs outside my nose. But wouldn't that be so nasty? Somebody had hair just hanging all out their nose because they... I would be scared as shit to trim it. I'm serious.
What, you gonna cut your nose off? What's the problem?
Would y'all not be my friend if I had hair hanging out my nose? Because I'm telling you right now, I'm not cutting it. So y'all not gonna invite me nowhere?
Just go hope nobody notices it.
No, it's gonna be noticeable.
I can't.
Alicia, sorry, you can't come.
I mean, you can come.
But don't sit by me.
Shit.
Oh my god.
Well
guys, that's what we have for tonight.
Give us your feedback. Let us know, like we said.
Taking care of yourself is a lot. Being beautiful is a lot. Just being a woman. You know?
But I'll say, if you're gonna do it, don't do it for no nigga. Do it for yourself.
You're right, do it for yourself, definitely. Amen. Please do it for you. Cause fuck him. Do it for you.
Right. All right. We out of here, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.